Introduction. Do you have a stash of t-shirts that you just can't part with? Are you ready to unleash your creative energy using fabrics at hand? This book is intended for a first-time t-shirt quilt experience. It will transform you from a newbie to a knowledgeable quilter with a finished product. A t-shirt quilt made with love can be a keepsake to reminisce high school or college experiences, to hold on to cherished memories of a loved one, to honor someone, or to support an organization. Don't have the money for a custom-made quilt? Making your t-shirt quilt will cost much less compared to having it custom-made. You don't need an expensive sewing machine or fancy sewing gadgets. You do need basic sewing skills and a stash of t-shirts. Don't have the time to figure out the best way to make a t-shirt quilt? This book will tell you how to create your own unique t-shirt quilt using step-by-step, easy-to-follow instructions. Chapter 1. Getting Started. What You Need. Chapter 2. The Fun Part. Choose t-shirts. Chapter 3. The Important Part. Determine block design layout. Chapter 4. The Sewing Part. Put it all together. Chapter 5. The Quilting Part. Finish it. I have made t-shirt quilts out of love for my family and friends, and always felt a sense of accomplishment and personal connection made possible by a tangible collection of fabrics. Chapter 1. Getting Started. What You Need. The first step is to decide that you're going to make a t-shirt quilt. The most important thing is to focus on one step at a time. Making a t-shirt quilt is not hard to do, but it does take time. Some basic sewing skills are required to accomplish this task. You need to be able to cut fabric and then sew the pieces together again in a specific pattern. A purist approach for quilting means to me that you make quilts like our ancestors did, out of necessity, with only fabric scraps and sewn by hand. A lot of those quilts went on to also become treasured keepsakes. If you choose to take this purist or minimalist approach, all you need is fabric scraps, a needle, thread, a ruler, and scissors. This approach works well if you have a lot of time available for quilting and enjoy working with your hands. I mention this because I started out making quilts by hand. Fast forward to 2021. This book offers instructions using contemporary methods, taking advantage of the latest sewing equipment to minimize time and improve accuracy. Sewing equipment you need to have: domestic sewing machine and needles, thread, fabric scissors, pins, rotary cutter, mat, and ruler, iron and ironing board. Tip: if you are just starting to quilt, buy these supplies to get the best results. If you decide afterward that quilting is not for you, you can sell them to recover your expenses. But kudos to you for trying something new. The fabric you will need to have: t-shirts, lightweight iron-on interfacing for each t-shirt quilt block, batting note. If you use fleece, such as a team logo fleece blanket for the backing, you don't usually need any batting. Fabric for sashing optional, 100% cotton recommended. Fabric for backing, 100% cotton recommended. Quilt binding. Basic sewing skills you need to know: how to cut fabric using a rotary cutter or fabric scissors, how to pin and sew a 1/4-inch seam. To-do list for Chapter 1. Gather your t-shirts and sewing equipment.